الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي ربي زدني علما أجمعين إن شاء الله. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase in all of us knowledge. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Nice to see you, brothers and sisters. We'll just revise yesterday's lesson. This is the main theme of the lesson. Adarthu Faminu, lesson number 8, in which we are learning in detail what nouns are definite and how to identify them. Okay, brothers and sisters. So here we have 7 categories of noun. All damair. Whether they are marfu, or mansub, or majrur, they are all definite. We just remember that. They are definite. And then, alamu. What is alamu? Proper nouns. In English we say proper nouns. They are always definite. All the names of people, places, they are all definite. All demonstrative pronouns. Hadha, hazihi, dhalika, tilka, haulai, ulaika. These are all definite. And then al-ismul mausula. Allazi, allati, allazina. Allati, these are all definite. And then Al-Muhalla Bil-Al. Remember this word, Al-Muhalla. What is the meaning of Al-Muhalla? Decorated with, adorned with. You decorate something, you decorate a noun with Al, and it becomes definite. Fine, brothers and sisters. And then Al-Mudaf Ala Marifa. When the mudaf ilayhi is marifa, mudaf is definite. Okay, brother? And then, an-nakiratul maqsudatu. What is the meaning of maqsudatu? Aimed at. Aimed at. It's an indefinite noun, but it is aimed at by using harfu nida. Bin nida. By calling. So then that indefinite noun becomes definite. Ya waladu. Ya rajulu. No, rajulun is any man. But when you say ya rajulu, then that is one particular man you are calling. So ya waladu, ya rajulu. Or you can even say ya Muhammadu, but Muhammad was already definite. So ya did not really make any difference to it. But remember this. Now, I will quickly revise the lesson. And then you will have to immediately underline with pencil or highlighter where are the definite nouns and where are the indefinite nouns, and if they are definite, in which category they come. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? So it gives you a lot of practice. Al-Mushtari, the buyer. Al-Mushtari, is it definite? Why? You will say Al-Muhalla bi-al. Then you will describe it. Al-Muhalla bi-al. Al-Ladayka, is ka definite? Why? Because it is Damir. You will say Damir. Aklamun, of course it is indefinite. Do you have pens? We go into a store and we ask, do you have pens? Or do you have ball pens? Do you have pencils, ink pen, etc., etc. Sahibul Mahal. So what will you say? Al-Mudafu ala Marifa. Sahib is definite. Why? Because it is mudaf to the marifa. Naam, ladayna aklamun hibrin. Aklamu hibrin. So hibrin is indefinite, so aklamu is indefinite. Wa aklamun, of course it is indefinite. Jafatun, that's the naat. We have ink pens and ball pens. Now, you know, this book was written 40 years ago. The ink pens were very popular at that time. Now it's an obsolete thing. Nobody uses ink pen, you know. Parker 51. There was the prized pen once upon a time, you know. Fine, brothers and sisters. So, ladayna. Na definite. Why? It's a damir. You will say ad-damir. Very good. Al-Mushtari. Atini. Is ya mutakalam? Definite. Why? Damir. Zaka. Is zaka definite?
Yes.
Ismu ishara. Yushiru ila kalamin. So kalamin is indefinite. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? So you will have to make columns, you know, in your book, and then write down the nouns, and then you will write down why. You will say al-muhalla bi-al, or you will say al-mudaf ila-ma'rifa. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Al-mudaf ila-ma'rifa. I should write down ila here. Al-mudaf ila-ma'rifa. Atini, give me. We described Atini yesterday, inshallah, you remember that? Atini, give me Zaka. Zaka is Zalika. What is Zaka here? I know that. Mafulun bihi. Remember, Ata, Yuti will have two Mafulun bihi. Inshallah, you'll remember that. Okay. Sahibul Mahal. Haza, what is Haza? Ismu ishara. Is it definite? Of course it is definite. Al-Mushtari, la, alladhi, fawkahu. So alladhi is definite, and fawka is our zarf, and hu is mudaf ilayhi majroor. But it is definite. Okay. This, no. The one which is above it. Sahibul Mal. Haza, this, Al-Mushtari. Naam. Wa atini kalama rasasin. And give me pencil. Okay, brothers and sisters. So again, atini, ni, nunu vikaya, and ya mutakalam as a mafulun bihi. And kalama, another mafulun bihi. Remember, ata, yuti will have two mafulun bihi. So these are the things that will remember. Now let me tell you something more, brothers and sisters. Book 3 has got a lot of information. tons of information. And sometimes it is overwhelming. As you will see in the next lesson is very long. It may take us two sessions to complete it. And you will see the information is coming from everywhere, left and right. You know. So what shall we do? We are progressing at a steady pace. Every day we must go forward. So this is my suggestion to you, brothers and sisters. Make your notes and understand it. If you do not memorize it, doesn't matter. Sister Abhi, understanding is important. And with your notes, what will happen later on when you will revise it, everything will come into its proper place. So do not unnecessarily put yourself in a position where you feel kind of under distress, you know. Don't feel that way. Try to understand as much as you can and revise as much as you can. And write down your notes so that when you will revise, it will become very clear to you. I have had many students, brothers and sisters, they said we have to revise book 3 over and over again because the information is so much in it that you will need to revise it over and over again. But inshallah, I am hoping, brothers and sisters, that after the course finishes, when we will study Quran, then all these rules we have to bring in front and apply to the Quran. So everything that we will be studying in Quran will be a revision of book 3 and 2. So it will come to you. See, our relationship with the Quran is forever and ever. As long as we breathe, we have a relationship with Quran. So our love and relationship with Quran will remain, and it will remain in the light of all the rules that we are learning. And we will be studying Quran, understanding Quran in the background of the language that we are learning, inshallah. Hope you follow me, brothers and sisters, inshallah. Is it clear? So do not worry. Do not get distressed. Take it as it comes, understand it, write your notes, and we move forward, inshallah. Sahibul Mahal. Haza kalamu rasasin. Haza mubtada kalamu khabar wa huwa mudaf and mudaf ilayhi. This is a pencil. Atini daftaran. See, daftaran is indefinite. Ni ya mutakallam is definite. Why? It's a damir. It's a damir. Sahibul mahal. Adaftaru. Definite. Why? Muhalla bi al. Decorated with al. Anwa'un mukhtalifun. The notebook is of many kinds. Ayya nawin turidu. Uridu daftaran. Again indefinite. Za is a naat. Warakin indefinite. Mudafilehi. Musattarin. Za warakin musattarin. Musattarin is also indefinite. Varakin is mudafilehi, and musattarin is your naat. Fine, brother and sister. Ala gilafihi. Is gilaf indefinite? Yes. Why? What will you say? Al mudaf ila marifa. Are you with me? Al-mudaf ila ma'rifah. Got the idea, brothers and sisters? Kharitatul alamil islamiyyi. Okay, brothers and sisters, is kharitatu definite? Yes. Why? Al-mudaf ila ma'rifah. And what is al-islamiyyi? Not. Okay, fine. So, I want a notebook which is lined, pages are lined. Varakin is a page. And on the cover of it, there is a map of Islamic world. Clear, brothers and sisters? The meaning is clear? Sahibul Mahal. Aturidu shayyan akhara. What is the translation? Do you need anything more? Any other thing? Do you need any other thing? Al-Mushtari, la. Sahibul Mahal. Yunadi Ibnahu. So whether, is Ibna definite?
Yes.
Yes, why? Al-Mudaf ila Ma'rifah. This is all the categories we'll be bearing in mind. Now, brothers and sisters, Yunadi, what is Ibna? Mafulun bihi, wa huwa Mudaf and Mudaf ilayhi. Ya Waladu, is Ya, what is Ya? Harfunida. Is Waladu definite? Yeah, what will you say? An-nakiratul maqsudatu bin nida. Da, hadhi, is hadhi definite? Yes, ismu shara. And it is mafulun bihi. And what is al-ashya'a? Badal. Fi kisin, no, kisin is indefinite. So, Dr. Sahib will also ask us to go to the main lesson and find out all the nouns which are indefinite. So then we will make a list of indefinite nouns. Now this lesson gives a thorough practice of Ma'rifah and Nakira. Inshallah. Lil Mushtari, Atilmizun Anta. What is Anta?
Definite.
Why? It's a Damir. It's a Damir. Naam. Masmuka, is ka definite?
Yes.
Why? It's damir. What about ismu? Is definite? Why? Al-mudaf ila ma'rifa. Ismi malikun. Is ism definite?
Yes.
Why? Mudaf ila ma'rifa. Is malikun definite?
Yes.
Why? It is al-alamu. This is the way we will do it, inshallah. في أي مدرسة تدرس؟ In which school you study؟ مالك في مدرسة عمر الثانوية. في مدرسة عمر الثانوية. Okay, brothers and sisters, is مدرسة definite?
Yes.
Why? المضاف إلى معرفة. Fine, brother. Is عمر definite?
Yes.
Why? It's alam. And al-thanawiyati is your naat for madrasa. Yusallimu lahu. See, lahu. Jar majrur. Is who definite?
Yes.
Why? It's damir. Al-waladu, is it definite?
Yes.
Why?
Al-muhalla
bi al. And al-ashya'a definite?
Yes.
Why?
Al-muhalla
bi al. Fi kisin. Now it is indefinite. وَيَدْفَهُ مَالِكٌ كِيمَتَ هَا. هَا is damir. Is kīmat definite? Yes. Why?
المُدَاف
إِلَى مَعْرِفَ. وَيَخْرُجُ. يُسَلِّمُ لَهُ وَلَدُ الْأَشْيَاءَ. The boy gives him the things in a bag. And Malik pays the price of it and he goes out. Sahibul Mal. Ya Maliku. Is Maliku definite?
Yes.
It was already definite. So Ya did not make any difference to it. We have to understand that. Taal. Come. Now again we will do this taal here inshallah. Hadihi. Lawhatun jamilatun. This is a beautiful plate or tablet. Tahwi containing ayatin. What is it, brothers and sisters? Ayatin wa ahaditha. Containing ayatin wa ahaditha. Tell me one thing, brother. What is tahwi? Fail. Fail al mudari. What is madi? Hawa, yahwi, tahwi. Fine. Why it is tahwi? Because it is lahwatun. It's a monas. Lahwatun. Okay. Now, brothers and sisters, tell me, what is ayatin? Mafulun bihi, mashallah, mashallah. Jama muannas salim. Brothers and sisters, this is beautiful. Now you understand that ayatin, which has a kasra, but it is mansub. This knowledge will help you to understand Quran, inshallah. And wa ahaditha. What is this? Mawdufun ala ayatin. And it is mansub. But this is a plural mafa'ilu. It is diptote. That is why there is a single fatah. Ayatin has a tanween kasra, but ahaditha has a single fatah. Why single fatah? Because it is a diptote. Hiya hadiyatun laka. Is ka definite? Why? It's a damir. Watch. Shukran, yakrav. Ma indakum. Is kum definite? Yes. Damir. Yanfadu. Wa ma indallahi baqin. Okay. Al muslimu. This is a hadith, brother. Man. Al muslimu definite? Yes. Muhalla bilal. Man definite? Yes. Yes. Why? Ismu mausula. And how about ma indakum? Is ma definite? Yes. What is it? Ismu mausula. MashaAllah. MashaAllah. Excellent, brothers. Alhamdulillah. You are getting stronger in your understanding. Al muslimuna definite? Muhalla bil al. Lisanihi. Is lisani definite?
Yes.
Why? Al mudaf ila marifa. Wa yadihi. Is it definite? Why? Mudama filamaya. Rawahu Shaykhan. Okay, brother? Is who definite?
Yes.
Why? It's Damir. Is Shaykhani definite?
Yes.
Why? Muhalla bil. See, now tell me one thing, brother and sister. What will you call this? Al-Wapuri. Inshallah. It's easy, isn't it? Keep this in your mind. And you know something? You do not have to memorize. Why? You already know it. You already have a good idea about all these things, inshallah. So you do not have to sit down. You already may have memorized it, inshallah. Brother and sister, the questions. Mal ashya'u allati ishtaraha malik. Okay. What will you say? Al ashya'u allati ishtaraha Malik, hiya kalamun, wa daftarun, okay. Aina yadrusu Malik? Yadrusu Malik fi madrasati Umar Thaniviya. Okay. Now you have to study the lesson, read it a couple of times, and then write the answers at home. Here I'm doing little fast, because we just read the lesson once. You may not have memorized everything. So I would request you to read the lesson and then write down these answers at home. And if you have difficulty, you have the Hallo Tamarin. Brothers and sisters, Hallo Tamarin and the key of third book, these are very important tools that you have. We did not have the luxury of having these things when we were studying. You are very, very fortunate. So make use of them, inshallah. Read the key as often as you can. Keep it next to your bedside. So that whenever you have time, you read it. Before you go to bed, you read it. And inshallah, it will make you strong in your understanding. Maza. Maza. Hawatil. What will you say? Maza. Hawatil. Lahwatu. What is this? Hawat. And then you say Hawatil What is it, brothers and sisters? No. Fail and fail. Mashallah. Fail and fail. What kind of a fail is this? Nakis. How did you get this? Let us do it now. Let's conjugate. Hawa. Hawaya. Hawau. Huh? What will you say? Hawau. And then Hawat. Got the idea? This is Tao Tanisi. Okay? And you drop the Ya. Huh? We have to understand all these things, inshallah. You will say Hawatil Lahwatu Ayatin wa Ahaditha, inshallah. I will read it quickly because what we are reading, we already read in the key in English. Now we are reading the lesson, which is the same thing is explained in Arabic. Al ismu, brothers and sisters, imma ma'rifa wa imma nakira. Translation. The noun is either definite or indefinite. Fal ma'rifatu madalla ala mu'ayyanin. What is the meaning of mu'ayyanin? Particular. Definite, specific. What is mu'ayyana? What is it? Mu'ayyana. It is ism maful. Ayyana, yu'ayyinu, mu'ayyin and mu'ayyan. Something which is particular or specific or definite. So, the definite noun indicates us something which has been defined or which is made particular. Okay. For example, ka Muhammadin, like Muhammadin. Is it clear, brothers and sisters? The meaning is clear. Wa anta wa hadha wa kitabul mudarris wal jamiati. These are all definite nouns. Got the idea? So it points out, al marifa points out to a particular thing, brothers and sisters. وَالنَّكِيرَةُ an indefinite مَا دَلَّ عَلَى غَيْرِ مُعَيِّن which is not specified, not definite, not particular. كَرَجُلٍ like a man وَكِتَابٍ وَجَامِيَةٍ. Clear, brothers and sisters? أَقْسَامُ الْمَعْرِفَ kinds of marifa. Al-ma'rifu sabatu aqsamin. It is of seven kinds. Okay. Number one, damir. Okay. Mithlu, example, ana wa anta wa huwa. Now, what is this? Wa ta'u min kataptu katapta katapti. What is the meaning of this? Mashallah. Ta tumatum, ti tumatunna, tu na. These are all definite. And they are marfu. We are going to study. There's a lesson coming on damair only. And we will study in detail the kinds of damair. Marfu, mansu, majru. That is the beauty of Medina books, brothers and sisters. The Dr. Sahib has done amazing thing. And if you study Medina books, alhamdulillah, you know 90% of the grammar. So what about 10%? The 10% is the grammar that is not frequently used. Are you with me? It's rarely used. But with the knowledge of 90%, brothers and sisters, that 10% when it comes in front of you, you will understand. Because you already have a foundation. So you won't find it difficult. Inshallah, when Dr. Sahib comes here in October, we will have special classes. with him. We will have special classes with him. And he will explain us many things that he did not describe in the books, inshallah. So we are all looking forward to meeting him in person and sitting in the class and having him standing and explaining us, inshallah. Number two, al-alamu. What is al-alamu? Proper nouns, brother. You got it. Ahmadu wal-Hindu wa-Makkatu. Ismu al-Ishara. Mislu hadha wa zalika wa hadhihi wa tilka wa ha'ulai. Al-Ismu al-Mawsula. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Mislu al-Ladhi wal-Ladhina wal-Lati wal-Lati wa-Ma. وَمَن What are they, brothers and sisters? الْمَوْسُولَتَيْنِ They are both إِسْمُ الْمَوْسُولَ Number five, الْمُحَلَّى بِعَلْ Got the idea? الْكِتَابُ وَالرَّجُلُ الْمُضَافُ إِلَى مَعْرِفَةً كِتَابُهُ وَكِتَابُ حَامِدٍ وَكِتَابُ هَذَا These are all المضاف إلى معرفة And now here is an example وَكِتَابُ الَّذِي What is الَّذِي here? مضاف إليه ما شاء الله Excellent huh? Okay. But it is Marifa. So, kitab is marifa? Yes. Kitab became marifa because it is al-mudaf ila marifa. Very good. Kharaja min al-fasli qabla kalilin. Wa kitabu al-mudarisi. Amma al-mudafu ila nakira? Fa nakiratun. If it is mudaf ila nakira, then it is nakira. Mithlu kitabu talibin. Talibin? Is mudaf ilayhi, it is nakira. Is kitabu marifa or nakira? Nakira. Why? Because mudaf ilayhi is nakira, indefinite. Wa baitu mudarisin, a house of a teacher. Fine. An nakiratul maksudatu bin nida, mitlu ya rajulu wa ya shaykhu. Is a nadaita rajulan wa shaykhan muayyanaini. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? If those sheikh and man, if they are called, and we know they are specific, particular, then they are all definite because of harfunida. Amman nakiratu ghairu maksudati bin nida fa nakiratun. If the noun which is indefinite, brothers and sisters, okay, and you call with harfu nida, okay, but you are not calling a particular person, okay, then that noun remains indefinite. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? And what is the best example for that? Kakawli ama, like the call of a blind man who is standing on the street corner and asking somebody, oh man, help me to cross the road. So it means any man. At that time, that ya did not make that noun definite. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Fine. Ghairu maksudati means it is not aimed at a particular individual. Fine, brothers and sisters. Well, marifatu and the definite noun la tataghayyaru haluha. But what kind of verb is this? Tatagayyaru. Form? Form 5. Tagayyara, to change. Tatagayyaru, where is the file? Sister Hafsa? Halu, mashallah, mashallah. See, your mind is now identifying it. Because file has to be marfu, so halu is your file. And it is mudaf, mudafili, min nida. Ya khalidu, ya haza. It means, you know, the marifa, the definite noun, its condition does not change by nida. Got the idea? It remains definite. Whether you have arfu nida in front of it, or you don't have it. Read the sentence properly, brothers and sisters. Al-marifatu la tatagayyaru haluha bin nida. The definite noun, its condition does not change by harfu nida. Ya khalidu, ya haza. Inshallah. So that's it, brothers and sisters. Hati salasata amsilatin lin nakira. What are the three examples, brother? Kalamun, kitabun, rajulun. Any three nouns, okay? Hati salata amsilatin li kulli kismin min aksamil ma'rifa. Now give, you know, three examples of everything. I'm sure you can give. You can give three examples of all. Write down in the order like this, brothers and sisters, and then you will just write down three examples. We have written some of them here. Is it clear? Very simple, brother. Istakhrij min ad-darsi ma fihi min nakhira. Everything that is in noun is indefinite in the main dars, write it. Find out. Inshallah you can do it. Now number 4. Istakhraj min ad-darsi ma fihi min ma'rifa. Wazkur nawwa kulli wahidin minha. The way we did it in the beginning. You have to do it and write it. But then sisters, if you get time, do it. Otherwise, even as a shortcut, because we have limited time in our hand, you have got lots of responsibility. Read the lesson and do it in your mind. Read the lesson and do it in your mind. Warada fid darsi. It was mentioned in the dars. What was mentioned? Ya waladu, ya maliku. Ayuhum maktasaba. What is the meaning of iktasaba? Gained. Write down. To gain or obtain. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Ayyuhum maktasaba at-tarifa. Which one gained the definiteness? Bin nida. Al-waladu. Only al-waladu. Because Malik was already definite. Good answer, Brother Hassan. Very good. Iqra al-hadith al-ati, read the following hadith. Wa ayyin ma fihi min nakirati wal ma'arifi waskur wa kulli ma'rifatin. Are you with me, brothers? We just have to, when we see ma'rifa, then we describe the reason for it. Okay, fine. And Anasin ibn Malikin. Anasin. An is your harchar. So Anasin. Is it definite? Why? Al-alam. Very good. Okay. And then it is Ibni. Is Ibni definite? Why? Ma'rifa. You will say Al-Mudaf ila Ma'rifa. So you will write down the nouns on in one column and then you will describe. Nakira and Ma'rifa, both. Huh? In Nakira we don't have to describe. But in Ma'rifa, you describe. Huh? Anna Rajulan. What is Rajulan? Nakira. Fine. Thala Nabiya. Ma'rifa. Muhalla Bil'al. Matasatu. Ya Rasulallahi. When is the day of judgment? O Prophet of Allah. Asatu, is it definite? Yes. Mahalla Bil'al. Ya Rasulallahi. So brothers and sisters, Rasul is definite because of? It is both ways. But it is definite. Even there was no ya, it was still definite. Why definite? Are you with me? Rasulullah. What did ya do? It made Rasulu into Rasulah. Huh? Okay, fine, brothers and sisters. Is Allahi definite? Why? Muhalla Bil'al. It has got Allah also. Ma adatta laha. What is this word, brother? Tell me form. Form four. What is it, brothers and sisters? Adda. This comes from Adda and then Adda. To prepare. This verb comes quite often in the Quran. Brother. Allah has prepared Jannah for the Mu'mineen and Jahannam for the Kafirin.